What it means to say is Rav Papi holds that means that the Bechor didn't do anything, but Palga means in half of the sale of the Chilik of the Poshet. That he had no right to sell. But the Chilik of the Bechor, that Yofa Mocha, that he has a right to sell. Why? Because Rav Papi holds the Yeshta Le Bechor Koidem Chaluka. A Bechor has a right to take his portion, even before the other brothers divide up. Therefore, Rav Papi holds that it was said here, the Yosef Leiklum only means in half of the property, or else the half that he sold of his own of Chelik Poshet, or else that he sold the other brother's Chelik. That Mechira is nothing. But the part of his own Chelik Bechira that he had, that he had a right to sell. Umasav, Rav Papa holds no. Umasavar, Bekulu. In the whole thing he had no right to sell. Because the Bechor has no right to get even his Chelik until they make the Chalukah. So before the Chalukah he has no right to take it. Therefore the sale, loss of Leklum, means on the whole thing. Sholchu Mitom, they sent the word back from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, Bechor Shemocha Koidem Chalukah, or Bechor that sells his Chelik. Even before the brothers divide up the property, lo yosaklum, nothing is done. What do we see? That they lechura hold like Rav Papa, that ein le lebechor kredim chaluka. They hold like Rav Papa, that even the bechor has no right to take his portion before the other brothers divide up. Even though the pasuk says lo sesloi aloshen matana, it's not his until they all divide up equally. Now the most of the Hilchos, so what's the maskona? The maskona lochri will know that yesh lebechor kredim chaluka. No, the old like Rav Papi, that a bechor does have a right to take his portion right away, even before the other brothers go down to make a chaluka. Still, the bechor has a right to take his portion. Mazutro midirishpo, mazutro from rishpo, polag bitzina de papali, tahade achin bishava. He divided up. Polag bitzina de papali was a basket of papali of peppers. Tahade achin with the rest of the brothers, bishava equally. Osla kaime de Ravashi, in front of Ravashi Yomale, hoyo, vitarta b'nikfas, vitarta b'cholan echas v'kulam. In other words, the Bechor here, in this chaluk of dividing up the papal and the peppers, gave up, like was Michael, his extra portion of the Bechor, and he said, okay, we'll divide it all up equally. So therefore he held, that we had, like we just said, that Yesh the Bechor kreid in chaluka, and therefore, the Bechor has the right to be Michael everything. Therefore, consider the hoyel vitro vitrosa b'niktas vitro b'chol anechasim kulan. Now the Mishnah says, "Ha'omer ish pleni b'ni b'chor lo yitol pi shnayim." The father says, "Listen, this son of mine, which is a b'chor, I do not want him to yashin two portions of my nechasim." Or else the father says, "Ish pleni b'ni, this son, my son, le'yirish imachiv, he should not yashim with the rest of my sons, with his brothers. He wasn't the bechor; he was a poshut, a regular one. So the lochur is lo yomaklum. The father saying means nothing. Why? Shehis na'amash akosu b'tayra, because it's going against what it says in the Torah." And the klal is called a master across of a terror, it's a nice bottle. What about hamachalik nechosev alpiv? Let's say your father is dividing up his property, alpiv, not the terrorist Yerusha. He's just like giving it away as a present. So then, ribo liyechod, umiyet liyechod, ovehishvan lehem asabachor. To one brother he wants to give a lot, to one brother he wants to give a little, to his sons, and to one son, and he wants to be mashra the Bechor, he wants to give the Bechor the equal as anybody else. So Dvorav Kayam, he's allowed to do that. Since he's not saying he's doing it with Teres Yerusha, he wants to give out his property now to presents for his children, he's allowed to do what he wants. But V'yamoma Mishum Yerusha, but again, he speaks so clearly, what I mean to say is, I want this to be given now with Teres Yerusha, lo yamaklum. then what the father says again means nothing, because it's going against what the Torah says. What about kosav bein betchila bein b'yemtza bein b'soif mishum matana dvorav kayomim? Even though he mentioned he wants to give it out b'teres Yerusha, but if at the beginning or in the middle or at the end he also said he wants it to be a matana, then we take to say what it means to say is the matana, and then dvorav kayomim. Since there's a lashon matan in between here, even though we said a lashon first, still we say there's a kinyan. We say the ikur the father meant to do here is give a b'teres a present. And the lachar is he's allowed to give presents wherever he wants to. Therefore, he can be mashva. He can give one more, one less. That's not considered being masna mashakosav b'teres. Now the Gemara says, Leimo mas nisan deloike Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our Mishnah comes out not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Indeed, Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Amar, Rabbi Yehuda always says that Vidova shel Momen, with Tanai Kayim, if you make a condition with the money matters, even though it's going against what the Torah says, still the Tanai is Kayim, it's good. So the Chur, that's not like our Mishnah. Here, Yerusha, the Chur is also money matters. And our Mishnah says that the father makes a Tanai against the Lachas of the Torah, it's same Dvar of Kayamim. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya would not like this. Ho'im el Yishav, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mekadeshesli, you should be married to me. Our Manas on a condition though, Shein Lecho Olai Sher Ksus V'yano. That the husband tells his wife that I'll marry you, but on a condition on Tanai that I will not have a Chiev of share, that means to give you mezainis, to feed you, ksus, to give you clothing, v'yono and tashmas, to live with you. Now, when you get married, you have these three chiyuvim. So if the husband tells his wife, I'll marry you, but I do not want to have these three chiyuvim, so the locher is a reis demukadeshes, utanai botul divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the gedushin is chal, but the tanai is botul. You can't make such a Tanai, such a condition. It's against the Torah. And the Svar is the whole parsha of Tanoim. We learn that from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvan. You can only make a Tanai how it goes through with the Gidri HaTorah. But to make a condition on a Maisa against the Torah, you have no power to be Mavato, to break the Maisa. So since the Maisa, you made a Maisa Kedushin here, the Kedushin is Chal. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dover shel mamon, what pertains to money over here, the share and the ksus, to feed your wife, or to clothe your wife, tanoi kayim, you couldn't make such a condition on that. And therefore the kedushin is chal, and this husband does not have a chiyuv to feed his wife. So the chur al mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds by dover shel mamon, tanoi is kayim. So the Gemara answers no, it could be afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, but there's a difference. Hosam yadai v'kol mochlo. Over there, when the husband tells it to his wife, she hears it and she agrees and she's meichel. Since she's meichel, she gives up the rights. That a tanai is okay. But hocho loikol mochlo. But over here, the other brothers or the bechor was not meichel. The father was the one that said, I do not want my bechor to take two chalokim. But the bechor was not maskim, he was not meichel. Therefore now Mishnah, the tanai of the father does not help, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or he can't say he doesn't want one son, not the yashin. Since that son is not meichel, he does not agree, the father's tanai is botel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, I turn over. Nothing more sort of like this. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar ish ploini bini b'chori, hu naito pishnayim. The father says, this is my son, and he's b'chori, he's my b'chor. He takes two portions. Because that's called the father saying, it's his b'chor, a b'chor takes two. What about ish ploini b'chor hu? The person just says, ish ploini, this person is a b'chor. He doesn't say like bini. He just says, this person is a b'chor. So then, ein unayto pishnayim, then the son does not take two portions. Why? Because dilma maybe buchra dima koma. Maybe what the father meant to say is this is a bechor of the mother. In other words, the halacha that a bechor takes two, it has to be a bechor of the father. It has to be reishis oinoi, meaning the first son the father has. Let's say the father had a son from one wife, and then he remarried to a different wife, and from that wife he had another son. Even though that son is the firstborn from a second wife, that son does not take two chalokim. He's not called the bechor lanachlo. So therefore here, if a father just says, this is a bechor, it could mean he only meant to say it's the bechor from his mother, and therefore he does not take two portions. There was somebody that came in front of Rabbi Bar Bachana. So he said to him, "Murzak me bezeh shu bechor." Like we know for sure this person is the bechor. It's muchzaglon. We always held, we always like thought that this person is the bechor. Omalei mino yadas. How do you know this? Someone says that the korelei avua buchra sichla, because his father used to call him like a buchra bechor sichla, foolish. Like Rashi, like from to the shaita, a foolish bechor. But he used to call him the bechor. So that's the proof that he's a bechor. Samar says no. Dilma buchra dimahu. Maybe all the father meant to say is he's the firstborn from his mother. Tacho buchra dima nami buchra sichla kari lahu. Because a bechor from the mother, father also calls like a foolish bechor. So that's not a proof to say he's really bechor la nachlo to take two portions. It could be his only bechor. Could be his only bechor from the mother. Mor says, now who the Yosla came with Rabbi Chanina? A person came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Oh, Malay, Murzak be bezeh shu bechori. It's the shu bechor. Where Murzak, we thought all along that this person is a bechor. Oh, Malay, she said to him, no, Yodas, how do you know? Amri lo, tichi hebi osa legabi yavu, because when his father came by, oh, Malu, zilu legabi shechos bari, to bochoru. Go near my son, because he's a bechor, or masi rukia, and you should know his spit like will heal you. So since the father called his son a bechor, that's a proof that he's really a bechor. So Marius also, how do you know that? The duma maybe bechor divahu, maybe what he meant to say is the firstborn of his mother. So Marius says, no, gemiri we know that bechor diaba masi rukia. That's a kimlein, that only bechor, the firstborn of the father, that son, his spit is like a refuah. It could heal a mark, it could heal the wound. But buchor dima lemasya, the bechor, just from a mother, that does not heal. Lemasya rukya. So for here, if they were saying over that this spit heals, that's a proof it's really bechor. Omer Rabbi Ami says, Timtum, a person that was born a Timtum, means at the time his Ava was covered up. We're not sure if he's a Zohar or an Akeva. Shenikra, later on it was split there. V'nimtza Zohar, we came out, we found out that really he's a Zohar. Einu Naito Pishnayim, even though he's the firstborn, and even though now we find out he's a Zohar, he does not have a Locha B'chor L'Nachlo. The Yom HaKor, the Posek says, V'hoyo HaBen HaB'chor L'Shniya. That means Archie hey ben mishas havaya, that as soon as the son is born, right then he has to have a shame bechor. Voya ben habechor mashma. When he was born, he was a bechor. Here when he was born, he was a tumtum. He was covered up. We're not sure what he was, even though we find out later that's not called a bechor. Rav Nachum of Yitzchak Omar af ena nidon ke ben tsayru murr. Such a son that was born a tumtum, even though later we find out he's a zohar, does not have a lot of a ben sayru murr. Again, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, ki yiyel ish ben sayru murr. Ki yiyel means achiyei ben mishas havai, from the second that he was born, from then on he had to have a shame ben. Since at the time when he was born it was a tumtum, it was a suffix what he was, there's no pash of a ben sayru murr on such a son. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, really, we're holding Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Omed Aleph. We'll just do over again, just last Gemara again, Daf Kuf Chav Vav, Omed on the base, in the bottom Gemara. Again, the fourth line from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said like this, a Chiddush. Omer Rabbi Ami, that Tumtum, Shenikro, V'nimtza Zohar, if a baby was born a Tumtum. The Tumtum mean by the Mokum Erev, it was covered up. There was skin over it. and you can't tell at that time when he was born whether it's a boy or a girl. And then the lochrish shenikra, and then later on it's split. V'nimtza zocher, and we found that it's a boy. So Rav Ami says a chiddush, eino noito pishnayim. Shino, he's not called a bechor, even though he's the first one born. He doesn't have a loch of a bechor l'nachlo. He does not get later on two portions in the Yerusha. Why? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, for hoyo haben habechor lasniya, that it will be the ben habechor to the one, to the wife that he hates. So idashin, it says lashon of hoyo, that means achihe ben mishas havaya, that he has to be a son, a ben, a boy, at the time when he's born. And over here, that when the son was born, he was born a tumtim. It means covered up. We can't tell at that time if he was a zocher or he's in a keva, so he doesn't have a loch of a bechor lenachla. That's one halacha. That's Rav Ami's halacha. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, af einoy nidun kiben soiru marur. Such a son, such a boy also, that first when he was born a tumtum. And then later on it was cut there. There was an operation, a split, and it came out that he's a zocher. And later on, he acts like a ben sayra murrer. He does not have the loch of a ben sayra murrer. And the parents don't have to have him killed. They don't take him out to be killed. Why? The Yom HaKro, because the Pasuk says, ki yiyah li'ish ben sayra murrer. Again, it says lashon of ki yiyah. If there will be ki yiyah, there will be. So we dash in also, achiyeh ben mishas havaya, that the son has to be a boy at the time when he's born. If he was born right away to look like a zochor, then later on in life it becomes when it comes by mitzvah. If he's a ben sarah murr, we give him the yenish of a ben sarah murr. But otherwise, he doesn't have the yenish of a ben sarah murr. These are two halachas about a tumtim. Rav Ami's halacha and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Nothing more says here.